Joining us in studio is Wheezy J. Wheezy J, yes. Why are you wheezy?
Exactly.
Winter, swine flu.
Exactly that. Wheezy J is just a combination of our names. Warren was the drummer, and so we call him Wheezy, and my name is Jermaine, so... And I'm Jay, so
and,
you know.
And what are you? Chopped liver.
Chopped liver, the guitarist.
I don't say anything.
Tyler.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right, Tyler.
Okay.
I don't get a feature.
Yeah, but you get a guitar, which
I
is
do,
quite big.
Yes, hey?
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your music.
So we started.
How long have you been together?
We've been together for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, but we've always been session musicians for other artists. And so, you know, Warren was a session musician for big Afrikaans artists, and he currently is still playing with him. And I was a session musician and a producer for other artists that you hear on radio. And we were just like, we creating the music for these guys. Why don't we just do it ourselves? And that's when we started Wheezy J. Yeah.
And how does it feel to own your own stuff?
It feels amazing. It feels liberating. It feels, you know, we kind of finally can, you know, be creative and kind of bring out our creative juices finally. Yeah, and play something that we like doing.
And what do you like doing?
I love producing. I love performing. I love listening to people sing back my lyrics, which is a fantastic feeling.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that's the dream.
That's incredible.
And just tell me the music itself. What inspires the music?
The music is a marriage between electronical sounds and live elements. So we're trying to bridge the gap between being a super rock band to having more of a modern feel. And so it's important for us to kind of marry the two together, purely just to be commercial and just to get a bigger crowd response as well.
Okay. So you've got a new song that you're releasing called Pressure.
New song called Pressure coming out Friday.
Really?
Coming out Friday.
So if you haven't released it, could you still play it for us?
I think you guys can play it. This can be the official.
Really?
You know, release of Pressure.
Sneak peek.
Okay, yeah. Let me see if I've got it. Okay, what are you going to play for us in the meantime?
We released a song called Come Alive a couple of months ago. That was our first official single, and it was accompanied by a cool video as well. I think every time we release a single, we want to release it with a video. That's pretty much what we want to do. And yeah, that song's called Come Alive. That's what we're doing today.
How much music do you think gets into the market because there's a great video?
That's a good question. If I knew the formula to that, then I would probably stick to it. I think we're all kind of just trying to get our music out there. But, you know, because people are watching a lot of TV, they're watching YouTube, they you know, Facebook is a visual thing. They want to see videos. They want to see the artists. They want
to. It's true.
Yeah.
I was speaking to somebody, we're starting a dating show.
Yeah.
Here at the station. And I was speaking to somebody who said, you know, dating sites aren't what they used to be.
Yeah.
Today you've got to have a video and you've got to have like this whole video bio, and it's like you've already started the relationship, had the relationship and ended the relationship badly before you've even gone on your first actual date. Do you know? It's terrible.
Yeah. It's like applying for a job.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. What are you going to sing for us?
Song's called Come Alive.
Okay. Here we go. Here's Wheezy J.
All right.
Come Alive.
1, 2, 3.
I don't have the time to fall for your believing your lies. I see the future shining bright. Defeated my demons, let go of the pain to come alive. No more emotional, no more delusional. I am in control as I come alive. No more emotional, no more delusional. I am in control as I come alive. I cannot complain, I cannot complain. If you're in my way, I'll set you straight. I got everything, I got everything. to your falling. So you think I'm weak? I dig through my rubble, rising above defeat. Hope for redemption as I look for a sign. I see the future as I come alive. No more emotional, no more delusional. I'm in control as I come alive. No more emotional, no more delusional. I am in control as I come alive. Whoa, 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 as I come alive. Whoa, 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 I come alive on the highest mountain. In the deepest seas and narrow streets, I come alive. Oh, 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 I come alive. I come alive.
I feel alive. Don't you feel alive?
Oh, it's just amazing. That's the proximity, the intimacy of it. That was really amazing.
Who wrote that song, Jermaine?
I wrote that song.
You wrote the song?
In 20 minutes, 3 o'clock in the morning.
When you were obviously feeling very centered.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I completely identify with that. You know, when you are centered and you are just coming from your most powerful place, mm-hmm. that's what that song was about. It's incredible. It's
and you guys are brave because, I mean, that is personal stuff. And to put it out there, you know, imagine somebody turns around and says, God, I hated that. I mean, that's hard.
Unfortunately, really, that happens, eh? Yeah.
No, I'm sure it's like an occupational hazard.
Who would hate that?
Wow, that was
seriously
good. No, that was really good. If we wanted to see you, follow you, watch you, where, what, and how?
Well, we on all social media platforms. That's Wheezy J Live on Facebook and Wheezy J Live on Instagram as well. We signed with an amazing record label called Just Music, and so
very nice.
We just begun the journey, so we are very excited to be gigging. We did a gig a couple of weeks ago, and we have a couple of gigs coming up, and
where?
So all our information will be
on social media,
social
before
media
it
platforms
happens
as they come.
What
up,
are you
yeah
looking forward to about gigs?
That whole thing of seeing people's faces when we play live, because, you know, our set is pretty much so energetic and so emotional, and as you can hear, you know,
very
from
real,
the,
real,
from
real.
The yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he was going to say brass thrown at him, but he didn't say that.
You know what? That's, didn't you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
You know, so the first time they go on a tour of the United States.
Yeah.
It was like very down tempo. Oh, second time they went back, it was a different story. It was bras and panties, right?
Okay, guys, hang in there. Hang in there. Your turn is coming.
It's always a question. I mean, that's really how you build sustainable careers.
Yeah, that's right.
In music is by gigging.
Yeah.
Because then people get to meet you, and these are the fans. And I don't think that South African bands perform nearly enough.
Yeah. It is sad because there's also not that many venues.
Yeah.
And so you either play at smaller venues or you play at massive festivals.
Yeah. Surely somebody will hire a bus for you.
Yeah.
You know, come
anyone
on.
Anyone out there, bus please.
Yeah.
Just one bus, a touring bus, you know, and you go do everything. You do everything from every little tavern in, you know, in the Eastern Cape to,
That's where I'm from.
And Bill Janet. Yeah, it was great people in the Eastern Cape. And we are late for news. And actually, would you like to come and sit over here and come and do news? What is it with choirs? I would love to put together something at F&B Stadium. Can you imagine choirs, you know, almost like a war cry? Did you ever do war cries at school?
Yeah.
Come closer, Ty, so we can hear you. And choirs can like challenge each other and take it on. Can you imagine the sound that could emanate from that space?
The human voice is very powerful.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I definitely think the collaboration of multiple voices, whether it be choir or just
the solo artist, yeah.
Solo artist or even just a stadium full of people chanting a song. It's such a powerful thing. And I think we tend to forget that with music. We focus to the musical side of things as opposed to focusing on actual vocal that brings the message across.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, music is really the antithesis, the opposite of the human condition. Mm-hmm. If you think about it. Human condition is, I am me. I'm independent. I'm alone, right?
Okay. Yeah.
In order to make music, you have to do it with somebody else.
That's right.
Power. Look.
Collaboration.
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about that before.
And the music has got a spiritual element that another human being won't ever give you. Mm-hmm. Are you very spiritual, the two of you?
I think I am.
I think you must be. You must also be very in touch to write a song like.
I think you have to kind of just find yourself in that space where you're not interrupted by the world and the noise.
And hence 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, quiet space so that you can be creative. You know.
Yeah, we've got Jermaine and Tyler with us. From Wheezy J.
You asked a cruel question of the last band that was in here, and I loved it. So I'm going to go there with Kathy's question. You were a car, what car would you be and why?
This is a question
so
for
easy, man. BMW German.
Really?
So, German so technology. Wheezy J would
he
be
can
a car.
Leave now.
I know it's awkward, right?
Not really, actually. Simon and I both drive German cars.
There we go.
Good ones, actually. No, seriously, if Wheezy J was a car, what car would it be?
I definitely think, BMW, it's just, there's a lot of thought that is put into the production. We try to think of instruments and we try to tickle the emotional side of human without lyrics. And then we add the lyrics to it to really, connect to people.
That's so interesting that you come up with it the other way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because on most songs written the other way, that the lyrics are and the feelings put down and then comes the melody.
There's not really a formula to our writing. Sometimes we start with the lyrics, sometimes with the music. I have my own studio and I'm very fortunate to create music and that kind of sparks creativity for me to write.
Tell me something. Do you know when it's going to be good? Do you know when a song is going to resonate with people or is it just hit and miss?
To be honest with you, it's a hit and miss all the time. All the time.
Yeah. So there's no formulas and there's no tricks that one has
I wish
to.
There was. I mean, every year the hot new thing changes. The genre changes.
And yet, unless there's like EDM, there's certain genres that have really, I think they've kind of grown. And they've grown beyond the age group at which it was targeted.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting. What are you listening to at the moment, Tyler?
What am I listening to?
Mm. What do you listen to? What do you have on your...
My taste is super broad. Started as a blues guy.
Yeah?
Blues guitar player. Then delved into the heavy metal scene hard.
Really?
Very, very, very much metalhead at heart. Yeah, but then it kind of changes, like you start to learn about music and what music entails and how hard the process actually is sometimes to create music. So when you hear other music that's from a writing and creative perspective is really interesting, then I consider it to be good music, So yeah, my music stems all the way from metal to hip hop to R&B, hitting the neo soul stuff really hard at the moment, so.
And do you ever listen to your own music just for the pleasure of it, or is it like work? Like when I listen to the radio, it's work.
Yeah. I don't know.
I listen to it from a constructive, point of view.
So
I kind of
want
to break it down all the time, but I can't sit back and enjoy it. It's a weird thing because there's always something else you want to change or do to the track. And so that's the only time I listen to my
music. So for the first time on radio.
Yeah.
Pressure. featuring Zubs. Zubs. Who's Zubs?
Zubs is an amazing hip hop artist, lyricist, poet.
Is this the radio friendly version?
This all the songs are radio friendly.
Okay, just checking. Hashtag.
And
been
yeah,
so, by Amy Winehouse.
So, yeah, just being in a room with Zubs, he just inspires you to make beautiful music.
All right, there we go. And this is Wheezy J. So Pressure featuring Zubs, first time that the song is getting radio play. And thank you very, very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.